all about her, her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio, starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson, and leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
All right, Michelle, 'tis the season, you know,
it's
gift time. So let's share some of our own kind of unique ideas about how to gift. I've got a top three, you've got a top three. So who wants
to
go
first? You have three, I have six.
Well, you see, there you go. I hate to shop. So there you have it. So why don't you start in? Oh, you want me to go in?
Yeah, you go first. I'm anxious to hear what you have to say.
Well, you know something, Michelle? I've gotten to a point where I'm kind of jaded about this whole gift-giving thing. I'm tired of, like, you know, tromping into some store and just getting the same old. And I've just gotten to a different place in my life. So my first one kind of reflects that because someone had done this for me. So now right. I do it for other people. It's called the I'm Okay box.
Oh, do I get this for Christmas?
Oh, you're getting a lot of things for Christmas. Is that a truck pulling up? You've been such a good girl this year.
Thank you. The OK box. Tell me what that is.
The I'm OK box. You get a beautiful box, a wood carved box. Just that's the one thing you can't go out and buy. Just something really amazing.
Right.
And then inside it, what you have are snippets, little pieces of paper that you cut. And on each one of them, I took my little computer and I wrote out affirmations. Self-affirmations. And some of them were generic, and other ones were customized for that individual. So when they're having a day, you just open it up, fish in there, read a couple of those, big smile on your face, you're feeling better already, and you're saying, you know something? I'm okay. Close that little box and wait for the next time you want to do it. And the whole box is filled with these. I have a little mountain of affirmations in there. And I just think that that's something that's like a little gift that keeps on giving. So all year long.
I love it.
You love it?
It's a great idea. I love it.
Cool. Okay, your turn.
Mine are so different from yours.
Well, that's because we're different people, for crying out loud. Go for it.
So, for example, my mom, and of course I get to put myself in this box, and Amanda, what I do is give us a spa certificate. So it does a couple of things, right? It allows us the opportunity to spend time together later after the holidays and unwind and have fun and enjoy each other's company, which is something that we don't get to do very often. So I usually, I can go to spafinder.com, or you can just find your local spa through Yelp to see which is the best one. But I just think it's a great way to give a gift that we all love as women, and also we get to spend time with one another, which is really the key. That's the greatest gift of all for me, because all of our time is so limited. So,
I love it.
It's just it's a great thing.
Well, you know something? Then my second one segues right off that. And that is a service reward. Okay, a service gift. You say to yourself, what would they really like from me? Something I could do for them. Could I babysit? Could I dog walk? Could I, you know, maybe shop for groceries on a day when they're feeling down, or maybe they're beyond busy and you know they need a healthy meal? Maybe you make something for them. If you know that person well enough, you do that. And I had a friend of mine do this again once for me. I can't even, you know, say this was 100% my idea. It was just such a great one. Gave me a beautiful, you know, gold envelope filled with little, I'm going to do these things for you. And they're like little coupons, you know, go ahead and redeem them any old time all year long. Service gift.
Yeah, you can give them to anybody. Like, they have them for spouses or boyfriends or, I mean, it's really a great idea. So my service gift to my girlfriends is the dry bar. Because women, do we hate drying our hair? I mean, seriously, we'd much rather have our hair blown out than have to do it ourselves. And so I give a gift certificate for, you know, 6 blow dries.
I love it. I mean, I've been reading about this in the newspapers. I haven't seen one yet.
Oh, they're fabulous.
I know they're up in New York and around. Down here in Washington, D.C., nobody has hair, so nobody cares. Oh, I'm so sorry. Those are the bald guys on the Hill.
They don't care about their
hair. And they don't care what they look like anyway.
It's their toupee that they're getting them.
Totally.
Did I say that? Oops.
No. A little rug up there. Okay,
you can go to thedrybar.com, and you can find all the locations and the gift certificates, which I think is just a cool thing.
Well, then I have my third one, my last one for this is spa. And that means that most women really need permission to go to a spa and finally get that massage and facial and that half day or treatment or whatever you're going to gift them with, because so many women just will not take the freaking time to be able to do it. So we're giving them permission to do it. So I always call it a spa for relax, rejuvenation, and I'm giving you permission to take that cell phone and throw it away and just chill out. So a spa gift.
Yeah. I love that idea. And
how about you?
So here's what we give our grandkids. And I think this is really important. So we give them a little gift, but there are 14 of them. So there's no shortage of grandchildren that we're, that we love and we want to take care of. But we decided years ago when they were born to give them a savings bond. And so every year for Christmas, they get a savings bond. And some of our grandchildren now are, 32 years old, and they've been collecting savings bonds for, 32 years. And it's been a great thing for them. They actually really appreciate it. In the beginning, they were, when they were small, they're like, really, what is this? But I would hang them on the tree, and they'd have to go find their envelope with their name on it. And as they've gotten older, they always knew they were going to get this savings bond, and it's helped them save money because they've learned that you can't just go turn it in because you're not going to get what the value.
It does.
It teaches them responsibility. And it also, they started to collect and save them so that they could put them all together and use them for something that was meaningful, whether it was buying a car or, buying something that was more, that was more expensive. So most of them still have them saved, which is really interesting. And it's just a great way for them to learn how to manage money. And it also doesn't cost much money. And you can go to treasurydirect.gov to buy the savings bonds.
I think that's such a great idea, and it's a gift that has long-term investment in it. And as a final one, why don't we look at the whole issue of you and I being angels? That means that when people, I've done this, and it's the best feeling in the world. I covertly hang out around layaway places, like at Toys R Us and department stores. I quietly do that.
You do.
And I watch people who clearly do not have, a lot of money and are struggling and are putting down that $5 and $10. And I started this a long time ago. I'll just sneak up to the lady and pay forward. And I'll just say, okay, what is it? Well, they owe $150 for the three toys that they wanted to get their kids. And then I pay forward, and I just tell them, go ahead and call them and tell them to pick it up, that a little somebody came by. And I know something that you and I, Michelle, are both going to end up doing that this season. I'll bet ya.
Oh, I love that idea, Pam. And those are the things that really make Christmas, right? It's about giving. It's the gift of giving. And it doesn't matter what it is that you're giving. It's the giving of oneself.
Exactly. And you and I are both going to do this in a majorly way because we're doing this from the heart, aren't we, Michelle?
Yes. We always, 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 always. Thank you for those great tips, Pam, on what you're buying for Christmas. And you are listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.